This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. French far-right leader Marine Le Pen says that she will stick with her strategy of making her party a more mainstream political force despite a stinging loss in regional elections. The 52-year-old Le Pen was reelected Sunday as the head of the national rally at a gathering in the southern town. Her anti-immigration party failed to win any mainland France's 12 regions in last week's vote, raising criticism about Le Pen's strategy. In her speech, instead praised the healthy and necessary development of the party. She said there will be no return to the National Front, the former name of the party that was changed in the year 2018. Cybersecurity teams worked feverishly Sunday to stem the impact of the single biggest global ransomware attack on the world, with some details emerging about how the RussiaLink gang responsible breached the company whose software was a conduit. An affiliate of the notorious Rival gang, best known for extorting $11 million from the meat processor JBS after a Memorial Day attack, infected thousands of victims in at least 17 countries on Friday, largely for multiple consumers, cybersecurity researchers said. They reported ransom demands of up to $5 million. The FBI said in a statement that it was investigating the attack along with the Federal Cybersecurity Administration. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Demolition crews have set off explosives to bring down the damaged remaining portion of a collapsed South Florida condo. The demolition Sunday night was key to resuming the search for victims of the June 24th collapse and even expected to open new areas for rescue teams to work in. No one has been found alive since the first hours after the disaster. So far, rescuers have recovered the remains of about 24 people, with 121 still missing. Search efforts were suspended Saturday to allow demolition workers to drill the holes for the explosives needed to bring down the damaged Surfside Village. Calling a vaccination the most patriotic thing you can do, U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday mixed the nation's birthday party with a celebration of freedom from the worst of the pandemic. He tempered the strides against 2019 and COVID-19 with a warning that the fight against the virus was not over. For Biden, it was a long-awaited opportunity to highlight the success of the vaccination campaign he championed. The event was the largest yet of his presidency, the clearest indication yet that the U.S. has been moving into a new phase of virus response, shifting from a national emergency to a localized crisis of individual responsibility. The nation also moved from vaccinating Americans to promoting global health. Pope Francis reacted well to planned intestinal surgery Sunday after at a Rome hospital, that's according to the Vatican, without giving much detail about the pontiff's condition. In a statement late Sunday, Holy See spokesman Matteo Bruni said that the 84-year-old Francis had general anesthesia during the surgery, necessitated by a narrowing of the large intestine. The written statement, which came shortly before midnight, was noticeable for its scarcity of medical detail. Bruni did not say how long largely in surgery lasted, not for how long the people was unconscious, or Pope was unconscious, but under anesthesia. Following the deadly riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, many big corporations pleaded to donate to members of Congress. This is VOA News.